Welcome back. This is Chocolate Thunder.
Hey, it's Cena.
Hey, guys. It's Charlie, and these are my angels.
And welcome back to Pick Up the Tab podcast.
Okay. So, we were talking about the Emmys and that Latina chick from... I almost say I love
Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
Orange is the New Black. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know much about this, but apparently... What's her name? Diet?
That's her name on the show, yeah.
Yeah, that's the character's name on the show. So, apparently she said some shit on Twitter, right?
Yeah. She said, like, when is Latinas... Well, Latinos gonna get their, like, time and their just due and their awards and their, you know, for being in films, basically. But it was right after... what's her name? It was right after Zendaya and Molly from Insecure... Yvonne Orji, there we go. It was after they were announced that they were Emmy nominated, and the guy from Watchmen.
Oh, the black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
After he's Emmy nominated as well, and that's when she made the tweet like, okay, when are we gonna get recognized in award shows? And don't be piggybacking off of Black people's success. That's all I'm saying.
That part.
You could have said this during any time. You could have said this around any time of the year. Mm-hmm. Like last year, 2 years ago. You could have said this around when Orange and New Black was hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you could have spoke your piece then. Like, but now all of a sudden, you want to
make it an issue.
Yeah, you want to make it an issue. Same thing. Jane the Virgin?
Gina Torres? No, Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah,
right?
Same thing she did. Like, why are you speaking up whenever it's a black person being recognized? Like, she did that shit to Yara when Yara was like, oh, I'm just happy to be... And then she's like, well, all women, right in my face.
You have to come in and be like...
Yeah.
No, I said black women.
Like, how many... Do your own shit. Put in the work, and then you can get recognized whenever white people, I guess, decide to recognize you.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're all still fighting the same fucking fight. That we're just putting the fucking work.
Right.
Like, but then it's like, not until a black person gets recognized, and then that's when you want to come and ride the coattail. That's not how it works. But then everybody always, when every fucking race, like, always, not every race, but they always want black people to fight their struggle with them. But it's like, you never want to ride out when it's us, or when it's black women, CIS, trans. Like, y'all never want to speak the fuck up when it's black, when it's all of us going through something. But y'all see, damn, white people, I see black people there. They're a little stronger than... It look like they get shit done. Maybe we should be on their side.
A public opinion on black people's side?
So, yeah, fuck her. And so, she got all this backlash. And then she made another video like, as an Afro-Latina, I said, here we go. Here we go. I knew it was coming. Just didn't know when, but I knew it was coming. Like, Afro-Latinas, yeah, like, I too... know the struggle. I too know why the caged bird sings. Like, shut up. Like, that's where sound it was going. Like, I'm saying we. And everybody in the comments is like, girl, you was not saying we.
Nope.
Don't be trying to clean it up now.
Right?
No.
I misspoke.
You said it right the first time.
You said what you said. Own up to it.
So she's canceled. Been canceled. Just like Gina Rodriguez. And she felt like she could say nigga.
That part.
Like
that part.
Oh, I was just singing a song.
No,
Miss Gina Rodriguez been anti-black from day one.
But I thought you, but you just said all women. But then you want to be able to get on screen, on IG Live and say nigga with no problem. You don't want no backlash.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. You thin-lipped whore. Everybody needs to have fucking several seats. Anyways,
it's a pattern because I know it's the same shit when Black Panther popped up. Like you gotta help. You had some people chiming in talking about, okay, well, when are Latinas going to get their Black Panther?
Don't do that.
That part, you don't have to do that. You can just be happy that a minority is actually succeeding in a white-dominated fucking space. This is not the Struggle Olympics, okay?
No.
We don't have to climb over each other.
Right.
But it's only like that when Black people do something. That's my thing. Y'all could already have this as an issue and be very vocal about it, but y'all wait until black, like, damn, to steal the shine, to steal the thunder, steal. Damn, can we have can you mind your business?
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
That part. Don't wait. Please. please. Don't wait somebody to come valedictorian and want to come in on the last day of graduation with your report card or something on something. I made A's too. No. It's not about you. You could have been spoke up about this when people first got nominated. Yeah. Like, no. Don't. No. People are fucking trash.
Honestly. Truly.
Honestly. Truly. I miss him.
What happened to him anyway?
He's getting his life together. Oh, damn. I'm proud of him.
Was it crack?
No. Oh my God. Stop.
What are you talking about?
Joanne the Scammer.
Yeah.
Oh, it was crack.
You know what's really
crack? No! Probably not. The man, he is not on crack. Can we just put that out there, please?
Then where did he go?
He just said he wanted to focus on himself more and get in tune with himself, know his roots, and, you know.
Okay. That's kind of like a stock answer, but all right.
And touch back with real comedy. Well, he is already doing comedy, but I guess he wants to explore
other avenues instead of just the Joanne the Scammer character.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Don't get pigeonholed. I remember the first time I got introduced with Joanne the Scammer was through porn. Him and his boyfriend were like, yeah, they're posting shit on the internet way back in the day. I want to say like middle school.
Oh, you were in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they were in middle school.
No, that's child pornography.
We're not watching child pornography.
That is child pornography.
That's why I got
I was in middle school introduced to Joanne's. So when I saw him pop up, I was just like, oh, shoot, that's old dude. He got a nice ass.
I did want to talk about the Bad Girls Club, actually.
Because
I learned a lot during this whole little podcast before I fell asleep. And I was like, this is very interesting. So, apparently, I don't know if anyone remembers. Remember when it was Leah's season and Brandy's season? Kristen the Blonde?
Okay.
Do you kind of remember what I'm talking about or no?
Keep going.
Remember when, like, she was, like, drunk as fuck? Or remember that night she flipped out and she fought Leah?
In the shower?
That's Amy, right? You're talking about Amy.
Okay. No, I didn't.
But Chris, I know you know Leah. You know Leah. Mm-hmm. This is when, right, white girl, blonde, she came home from whatever night she had, and she just punched Leah in the face out of nowhere. You remember that?
No.
And they started fighting?
No.
Watching the podcast, I later learned that Kristen was the first person to file a lawsuit against BGC. So apparently, the fight, because I remember I was talking about, like, she came home tripping. So apparently, it was filmed when they went on their trip to Jamaica that somebody had drugged her.
Oh, wow.
Like, somebody literally put something in her drink. Producer saw it, didn't say anything. She drank it, blacked out, and then that's when she came home tripping. And everybody was like, what's wrong with her? Like, but they cut that part out. So apparently, like, when she left, that's when she had got a lawyer. She got them to give her the footage. It was a lawsuit. Apparently, she got a couple mil off of it.
I would, too.
And
shit.
I was like, I never knew none of this. Like,
that is some real grimy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody literally drugged her.
On camera.
On camera.
The fact they had footage and they had to turn that shit
over.
And
did nothing.
And did nothing.
And I'm sure she wasn't the only one either. What season was that?
This was like fourth season.
And it had
14, 15?
She wasn't the first or
the first
one.
At all.
No. She was the first one to like recognize.
What did she file a lawsuit though?
You saw what?
When she filed a lawsuit, though.
Back then.
Oh,
but
maybe,
mind you,
though.
Everything that happens on with BGC, it's so under the fucking radar. Apparently, BGC producers are like, well, that network or whatever, they're the same
Oxygen.
Producers for The Real World.
Yeah.
And they're the same for the Kardashian network.
Oh.
Maybe they felt like they could be a little bit looser with this.
Yeah, apparently they've been treated like, but apparently they said they only got paid $500 a week.
Yeah, they do.
So, but they said the people in the real world only got paid $250 a week.
$250 a week?
Yes.
What the fuck am I going to do with $250?
Exactly.
And
they go over here complaining about $500 a week, and I was like, that's manageable.
Yeah.
$250?
Yeah.
$250. I'm not going to be, oh, no, you're going to get endorsements and other things. No, they're not.
Exactly.
Not after the first 15.
They said, like, basically, like, you don't start making money off BGC unless you join a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, this is ghetto. And then she talked about when they all got kicked out of the house. Was it time for the
casserole?
It was already burnt.
Remember when the twins, like the Claremont twins and Jayla, got kicked off because
they were bullying?
No.
They were on BGC?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know you remember this because we was talking about it. Or I don't know, maybe did we? I feel like we did. But they had left to the club. guys left the girls. The girls got pissed off, destroyed all of their things.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, mind you, these girls had Chanel bags, Celine bags, Gucci. People had Louis Vuittons. People had Valentino shoes. Like, people had, them girls had designer. Mm-hmm. Like, so when they come back, it's mustard, it's ketchup, it's things in the bathtub. Apparently, they didn't find out till after that the girls had also pissed in the bathtub as well.
Pissed in the, wait, the twins?
No, no, no. The girls that did this to their
stuff.
The twins and Jayla were gone. Mm-hmm. So apparently, they put all their shit in the bathtub. It's like water, cranberry juice. They pissed in it. They put ketchup. And my dad put that on camera. That they was like, yeah, pissed, everything.
That's bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm. That's like, a crime.
That's literally a crime. Yes, you. That's assault.
So it was like, got to the house, they see the shit. It was a mess. Like, when you hear her explain it, it's like, oh my God. Like, all the shit that went on, like, behind the scenes. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I guess they was like, trying to try to hold their composure to, like, fight them, like, while they went to sleep or something. Mm-hmm. But they all seen all their shit ruined, and they was like, oh, no, fuck that. So the producers wasn't trying to let them fight, so they was like, okay, now they're mad at the producers because, like, you sat there and watched them do this for an hour, like, for hours. Like, it ain't like, oh, they went in there, got a couple things, and threw a mattress in the pool. No, like, you started from as soon as we left, and that's all of their shit, and I mean all of it. She's like, that little snippet you saw was, like, nothing. Like, they destroyed every last thing we had. So they came in the house, they said they, like, broke everything. Everything. Like, pulled the fucking microwave, like, off the fucking shit, threw it on the ground, like, pulled the fucking refrigerator down, taking, like, the thermostats, like, this shit, ripping it off, like, yeah, because they was like, well, you gonna let them do this to our shit, so we gonna fuck up y'all.
Whole set.
Oh, so they went back and did it to the fridge and So why did they attack the twins in the first place?
There could have been a reason.
To me, I'll say jealousy because I feel like nothing they did. Well, the twins and Jayla, I feel like it was nothing they did that was that severe to where you'd be that pressed. Like, it's regular BGC shit, but I felt like they was just a little jealous, in my opinion. You know, black girls walk around, hell, we cute. So it's like they was upset about it. So they just basically tore up the whole fucking house, like light fixtures, TVs, breaking everything.
All in the podcast?
Yeah, just all in the podcast that I was watching. And then she said, like,
shout them out.
Right? Jayla said, like, she took off her clothes because the security kept grabbing them. Like, so she was like, nah, fuck that. I'm just gonna put shit up in my bra. Because I remember she was in her underwear, and I was like, why is she, like, maybe she in the middle of changing to get to her.
And
I was like, maybe she's in the middle of, like, changing to get to her fighting clothes or something. But no, like, she took all her clothes off because she said the security was, like, throwing them, like, literally, like, hemming them up, like, literally trying to, like, fight them and shit. So,
wow,
it was a mess. Like, so she said she took all her clothes so they wouldn't grab her.
Yeah.
So she said one security guard, like, had her on the side of the house, and he basically, like, hemmed her up against the wall, and he was like, I'll fuck you up right now. Like, he was like, it's no cameras here, like, I can literally beat your ass. And she was like, I'm not lying, like, there's no cameras. This big ass man literally tell, like, a black man, she's like, he's literally telling me that he's gonna beat my ass. And I'm just like, this is crazy. Wouldn't give them their cell phones. Wouldn't let them call anybody. It was a mess, and had them go to a hotel. And when they, mind you, that night, they told them, you're out the house. So when they came back the next day, they're trying to record them. So she's like, no, I didn't consent to this. You told me I was off the show, right? She was like, so in order for you to record me right now, you would have to give me some consent form. She's like, and I don't. I'm not signing a waiver. None of that. So they were still trying to film them, apparently. They said her and the twins ran down the street and was going to neighbors' houses, knocking on their doors, telling them, help, we need help, please call the cops. Because they were still trying to court them after they said, no, I don't consent. So I was like, this is crazy. Like, it just adds up now. Like, when you watch and you re-watching it, you're like, oh, this is why this, this is why that. Oh, okay. Like, low-key canceled after that because it was like,
that's too much.
Yeah. They had to come back, fish all their stuff out. So mind you, when they get the they're doing the lawsuit, they had to itemize all their shit.
Yeah.
So mind you, we still got to get this dirty ass, smelly ass, pissy ass clothes out. We got to go through each item. I still don't even think they got all the money that they fucking deserve from the shit. Because
it's a situation.
Oh, God. Like, when the police got called, because they didn't want to call the police, they said they didn't want to call the police at all. And they said they had to tell the producers, like, repeatedly to get away from the girls so that they can talk to the girls. because they want to just hover over them and just be like, mm-hmm. You know, they were like, no, stand all the way over there. No.
You got kicked off the show.
Yeah, that wasn't fair.
Not at all.
No, that wasn't cool.
They should have been.
Because they would have never done any of that if they weren't
promoted. Exactly.
I would have done, who wouldn't have done the same shit? Like a $4,000 bag, and that's just one bag.
That's just one.
That's one bag. They had multiple bags.
Of their shit. He threw it everywhere.
Yes.
Threw shit on it.
Yes.
Like.
And you had time.
Yes.
It was all
and
over
and the
that
producers
house.
Were there.
That's no. What I'm saying.
That's what's really
that's why they was like, oh no, tear the whole house up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I sat there for 2-3 hours, however long they was gone. Yeah. And you just sat there watching them go from every room, and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now you want to come back, what, peacefully?
But yeah. Like, this is going to be a big blow up. We're going to get a lot of fucking viewers.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to get them all right. You're going to fucking get them. At the FedEx it to their house and shit. The clothes. I was like, this is just horrible.
Wow. The last season?
Like, I think it was only like two more, and it was a wrap
at that point.
They couldn't afford it.
Oh, yeah.
After the lawsuits and after what they did to that house. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Jayla said it was a Scary Spice house.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a Mel B's house.
They do gotta rent them out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Shit, after all that shit, it probably broke some real fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, ooh. Interesting. Interesting.
I remember going to rent my house out for the Bad Girls Club.
No, like, that is so
cool.
Why would you do that?
She probably got money. She don't give a fuck.
She's
like, that's just one condominium.
True that. She probably has multiple properties.
Straight to hell. Straight to fucking hell is where you're all going.
Flavor of Love.
It's the pioneer.
Who, Tiffany?
Pumpkin. Spitting on Tiffany.
That was just...
the starting point.
It was starting point. It was just like, oh shit, everybody's talking about that. Like, spit on her.
Like, reality show gold.
Yeah. Reality show gold. I don't think anybody's talked about Kardashian's show like that ever. So.
No. First time we've ever talked about Kardashian's show is when fucking Kourtney slapped the shit out of Kim. And that's like how many years into the fucking reality show where he finally got some action out of these people?
It's over like 10 years. Even with that, it was weird because it wasn't any kind of hostility after. It was like, yeah, I slapped Kourtney, but here we are talking to each other. Like, it wasn't any kind of nothing. So
I didn't see what happened after, but I was like, oh, this is dark.
Just kind of oh, no, I watched that show, things, so it's just I've
like...
seen it.
Scripted, maybe?
Probably. More than likely, yeah. I don't know. That little bit, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
But
you know
after
how Kim
that,
is about her body, I don't think so.
What?
You can't. She can't have no scars.
Yeah, it's not about a million in the world that have her like. Oh yeah, sure. I'll fight my sister physically.
Well, her body's probably insured.
So oh, what probably, the fuck? That's a thing.
Yeah, you can do that.
You sure can.
Insure your body?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So okay, let's say I go and get a massage, right?
Okay.
And let's say, okay, well, first let's say my body's insured for $1 million. Let's say I go and get a wax, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the waxer does my legs and leaves a scar. Mm-hmm. That waxer's going to owe me money because you ruined property.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's...
like you hear on movies, like, as a joke. Like, you never heard that on movies? Like, you'd be like, oh, she's going to ruin her. And she'd be like, it's probably insured. Fuck her. Like...
we should watch...
Well,
Urban Legend.
Love is Gone.
Oh, you know what? I watched that Charlize Theron movie.
Old Guard? How was it?
Yeah, okay, so I watched it with my mom and my sister. It was pretty good. I liked it. The ending kind of annoyed me.
Ooh.
Did it annoy
spoilers,
you?
Spoilers, why?
It annoyed me just because I don't really like sequels like that. Like, I feel like one and done is fine, except when it comes to books. But movies, mm-hmm. I feel iffy about. And I just found out it's based on a comic, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I realized that too. But I was like, okay, I guess. How I felt about the ending was kind of like, it definitely could have just ended right there.
It really could have.
But like the way they set it up early in the movie with like, old girl being in the ocean, and then they're never finding her.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, okay, well, that was like one big question I had. I was like, did they just give up on this girl? Like,
but it's so weird how it's like the dude who betrayed them, I forgot his name, how he had been riding with them for so many years. Mm-hmm. And then what he was trying to do with this whole vaccine thing was like, I guess he was trying to die. So like, okay, that didn't happen, fine, but why are you going further into trying to betray this team that you've been with forever? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
There's issues, because I think because his son, they even mentioned his son died of the plague and like during his last.
Oh, no, he said that. I think he said that.
Yeah, during the last days and shit. And he was like, oh, my son was literally begging me to like save him because that's when I told him I was immortal, obviously, though he realized I hadn't aged.
Yeah.
So he was just like begging me to save him and he was like, I told him I couldn't and he just like cursed my name to hell.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, you feel guilty. So that's why you want to betray your friends who you've been riding with for centuries. Because you feel guilty that your son died because he's not immortal?
Right, but that's not their fault and that's not your fault. Charlize was like, chef's kiss amazing in it.
Charlize always brings it. Yeah. No matter if the movie's really shitty. At least she's like,
she does.
She performs.
She deserves the respect that Scarlett Johansson gets.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
What?
Yes.
That is, I was talking to
switch because that's literally where Charlize needs to be.
I was talking to somebody and I was like, you know, she's like the fucking South African Sigourney Weaver at this point. Like, like this is the way she just brings like a screen presence to the fucking role. It's like, she got it like that. You know, that's when she played the Evil Queen. I was like, Kristen Stewart, who?
Right.
That woman just brings down any
and
everything she's in.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
It's terrible at this part. I see why you just resulted in just fucking your producers and your fucking directors, because any other way you would not get the part. She's playing fucking whore.
She's
like
plain,
you.
She's a plain Jane.
Damn.
She's good at stoner movies.
Stay
I think
where you in Panic Room. Was it Panic Room?
It was Panic Room.
Okay. Yeah. That was her best, and that should have been her last role.
She was 12?
Yes.
She's come out with a lot of stuff recently.
No,
She had that Charlie's Angels thing.
I tried.
I didn't watch it. I thought
it
was going to be good, and then my sister told me it was terrible. She kind of carried the whole movie, I heard, too.
Really? She
was
the best one?
She was supposed to be the best one, and that's why it was so just depressing to watch. You're leaning on Kristen Stewart to carry a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she was supposed to be, like, the funny one.
Yeah.
Like, the funny lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, quirky.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have more interest in the fucking black girl. Like, at least she actually gets shit done. She's actually, like, the assassin here. Everyone else is just here for what? Like, it was...
It's good funs and laughs.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, nothing like Charlie's Angels, though, like, how I remember it. I was like, this gives me no type of girl power. Yeah.
Wendy Wu? No.
No.
I will hurt you. Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. Okay. There we go.
Lucy Liu and my other girl.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Okay. See, those movies were good, especially that last one.
Yeah.
Or one of the old previous ones.
Yes, he came
back.
Yeah.
Like, and shot all the asses. I was like, lovely. I was like, oh shit. See, they did this real dream. Oh, that was so corny.
It was really, like we were watching it, it's corny. It was so good though. Like,
Angel dramatic flip. And she just pulled out some guns. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah, with Demi Moore, right?
Yeah.
Demi Moore.
Like,
it gave you sexy, it gave you funny, it gave you action. Like
weird sexual tension between that hair puller and.
Yes,
Drew Barrymore.
And Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, what's going on
that
here?
That hair puller.
Yeah.
Mm. I kind of even liked him too. I was like, that's interesting. This is very interesting. And then, like, in the second one, you found out he wasn't the bad guy. And then.
Yeah.
Then her ex came back and killed him. And I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah. That fucking ex. That abusive piece of shit.
Yeah, it was so abusive. Like, whatever. Anyways, it was good. So, coming from those movies and seeing that piece of shit they tried to fucking bring to life was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, have you ever seen like the new Ghostbusters? There we go, the Ghostbusters remake trailer.
Oh, with all female guests? Wait,
no,
which one are you talking about?
This one.
No, I didn't know there was going to be a new one.
Okay, so there's definitely going to be a new one. It's like they bring back the old cast from the old movie, but they're not the main characters.
So who is?
The old cast, but not the main characters.
Yeah, they're bringing them on, but they're going to be, like, in a supporting role. It's going to be, like, I guess, like,
oh,
one of the members is, like, grandkids. But the trailer looks really good. I was just like, oh, wow. Like, you know how the one with the women was. It was very, like, let's lean into the comedy of it and everything. And, you know, it was hit or miss. But this new trailer, I was like, oh, this seems like it actually has some storyline, some depth to it. So I was like, okay, I'm actually here for it. But it gave me like a weird like Ghostbusters plus Stranger Things vibe.
Wow.
Speaking of which, Elle's gonna die of brain cancer.
Are you predicting that or is that a thing?
Every time she uses her powers to lift up a fucking Tic Tac, her nose starts bleeding.
But it's like it's
I'm just saying.
Damn. She might not have to fight anymore because didn't she move in the last season?
She what?
Didn't she move in the last season? She moved with
like the next town over.
That's it. Moved to a completely different state.
No, they moved to the next town over.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're still going to school.
Oh, yeah, nothing strange gonna happen there, huh?
Yeah. Who knows with the whole coronavirus and everything. So
yeah, everything gotta be at a halt now.
Yeah.
And some shows are trying to do this fucking weird ass.
Insecure won't be back until 2025, so
do not say that.
Why would you do that?
Really?
What? Try P Valley too. I've been watching that and it's actually really fucking good.
Ooh. Wait, what show?
P Valley.
Oh, yeah. Movie. The show?
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah, at first it was like a play.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, apparently it was a play, but
it's on Amazon.
Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime, but it's Stars. You have to have like a Stars add-on or whatever.
Oh, got it.
Or you can have a Stars app, whatever the fuck you
want. Have you seen this Amazon show, Hannah?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it too.
I was gonna start watching Fleabag because it won like a bunch of Emmys. Fleabag? Yeah, I don't know what it's about, but I know it won some Emmys and I heard some people talking about it. Tale. Well, I heard the first season of Handmaid's Tale was good.
Yeah.
I actually watched a little bit, not a little bit of it, the show, but like kind of clips and got the general vibe from it. I was like, oh, this actually seems interesting. I might actually want to watch it one of these days when I'm bored.
Yeah, I don't keep falling asleep on it.
It's one of those, you know, y'all know that one little serious drama show where like the noise is dialed down to one.
Yeah, and then you turn like, it all the way up.
Yes!
Open ass.
Ambient noise? Like, we need you to know how serious the situation is because it's deadly quiet.
Yeah, she woke me up. So it must be serious.
I just started watching the second season of Umbrella Academy.
I like that. I just finished it last night.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
And so the ending's good?
Yeah, the ending's good.
Okay, cool.
I actually like the whole show, because it's like...
Yeah.
Just, they're still dysfunctional. They're still dysfunctional.
It's so sad. I'm at the part... Okay, spoilers. I'm at the part where, what's her name? Oh, when, number one, he's so upset that... Allison is married, and he's like asking this guy to just beat him up. I'm like, oh my god, it's so sad.
That nigga need help.
I feel bad for he does
need some help. He needs help. Obviously, his whole body's ruined because now he's an ape. Yeah. But like,
and now he's like, the one girl I love doesn't want me and marry some black man.
He said that?
No, he didn't.
I was just like
interpreting.
Oh my god,
like interpreting his thoughts. No, it's probably not like that. He's probably just upset that she got married.
She's definitely upset that she got married. But also, like, you didn't shoot your shot. Like, at all. He was busy playing daddy's
boy. Well, they tried in the last season, didn't he? Kind of?
Yeah, they kissed and they had to reset the
But timeline. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why don't they just get together? It's not like anything is holding y'all back. Really.
Well, opportunity, I guess. Right?
Man. She was divorced and he wasn't dating anybody. What more of a window do you need?
He was in love with his father. Platonically.
So what does that have to do with her and them?
Because he didn't want to disappoint his father.
But he's dead, so it doesn't matter.
But then he had to figure out who killed the dad.
So do it together.
That's
hold
women.
Hands.
That's women. You can't do both. You can't save the world and love me at the same time. Fucking meme, like the fucking record. World on his back. It's just like, so he must have left the planets at the other bitch house. Okay.
The handler.
Like that Cruella DeVille looking ass bitch.
Oh, the handler. Yeah, I like her too.
She's great. I was just like.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's great.
I love her outfits.
Yes! Those outfits be on point every time.
Charming, yes. Oh.
The little cigarette stick.
Yes! Oh! Like Allison's kind of vibe in the first season.
I love that one. I really kind of like.
Did you talk to
her about
reasonably
hair
too? So.
No,
really?
I talked to her about it. I like the hair.
Yeah,
actually.
I like the hair too.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it. Okay. Rightfully so, they had to like dumb it down, considering
the times.
Yeah. So I was just really upset about that.
Especially
that
makes
wigs
sense,
they put her in.
The wig isn't that bad. It doesn't look like her, but it's not. That
yeah, it doesn't look like her. I was just like, damn.
But you know, in real life, her hair is, like, cut.
Yeah. No, she actually looks like her hair is actually very similar to how she had in the first season now.
Yeah, but it's, like, cut on the sides. Mm-hmm. Yeah. which I didn't, I just found out like who she was beyond the show.
How about Robert Sheehan?
Who? Who's that?
Klaus.
I just found out who he is too. So I found out he was in Misfits, and I'm like, oh, I remember when CT Chocolate Thunder had us watch this show when we were in high school. And so the first season, I didn't recognize him at all, right? And then as I started watching the second season, I'm like, okay, I'm just looking at all the like the interviews and whatever. And then I didn't even watch the video. I just saw like it was like the title of the video was like, oh, this is such and such's progression.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And I saw the little picture of him in that uniform, that jail uniform, whatever it was, and I was like, oh, I remember watching Misfits. And I was like, this is amazing. I would have never even known this was him if I had never seen this video.
So you didn't know anybody off of Game of Thrones was in?
Who else is in the show from Game of Thrones?
Who?
Game of Thrones, what do you mean?
The characters from Misfits that was on
Simon.
Who? Simon? Who was Simon?
God, what's his name again?
Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah. The crazy one.
Oh, no, I recognize him. I knew him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I recognize him.
She was real quick, though. That was like only like two
episodes. Shut the fuck up, the mother.
I would expect her to remember the mom, though, because I even
thought she better remember fucking Nathan. So I don't think she's gonna remember anybody else. Actually,
I was like, the man plays the same damn character, honestly. So, although Klaus is literally an American Nathan.
He's great, though.
Fucking Robert Sheehan. He just plays himself. I'm watching all these interviews with him. I'm just like, you're just you.
Yeah.
Like a sarcastic, goofy dick.
Damn.
That's how I like my dicks.
One time he was just, what happened? I don't know. I'm still waiting for that man to just say he's bisexual and just be done with it. Mm-hmm. But at this point, like, he's just great.
Yeah, when he was in that movie with Zoe Kravitz, his accent kept coming out, and I was like,
what movie?
It was like where he played, he had Tourette's, and they were like in a mental institution, kind of.
Oh, sounds like Oscar
like
bait.
Vacay to me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's basically the premise of it, yeah.
Okay. I just want him and Ezra Miller to get together.
Is Ezra Miller
that
gay?
Would be one cute
couple. He's bisexual.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently he's bisexual.
Oh. Yeah, they make a cute couple.
I love him.
I can see that.
He is just gorge.
He is.
I just want to slap him. Some men are so cute, just but I just want to break it down. Slap shit out of you. Like, who's your fucking mommy?
Say my name. Get it along. Say it again.
Y'all want to take a quick break and eat first?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And
so yeah, I was saying, I thought how it's embarrassing how you watch shows like Love is Blind, and then you see like the white man get with the black girl and he's like fucking Prince Charming, versus we see Carlton and the other black girl and he basically treats her like dog shit. And I was like, this is just embarrassing. Like, you see a black man get with a black woman and it was like the talk, like the just the embarrassment and just the drama of the show, basically.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The embarrassment of a black woman,
mm-hmm,
and him just showing his complete ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see this white man completely come through for this black woman, and it was just like so embarrassing. Like, how many times are white men gonna show black men up in these love shows, reality shows, YouTube couples? Like, even though YouTube couples interracial aren't shit either, but I'm just saying, like, it's how many times
can we talk about the fact that, you know, like when this whole Black Lives Matter shit popped off, Netflix hopped on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon.
They all did. Who
everybody did. Yeah, everybody did.
Seven fucking sitcoms.
Disney
Plus. Literally.
Yep.
Not existent on their platform.
Right. Somebody fucking talk about it.
Like, I was hot. Like, are you know what's crazy? My mom, because we watched Black is King over the weekend, and she was like, I can't believe Disney let Beyonce name this Black is King on Disney? What?
Notoriously racist, yes.
Not over fucking Walt Disney's dead body. That man turned over his grave.
His little cryogenic chamber. Like,
right?
What is this?
His head in that fucking frozen chamber. Like, this is not what I asked for.
Black supremacy. Terry Crews.
But yeah,
can we not get on that subject? Oh my god, no.
Did you see that fucking meme?
Yes.
But the whole whitest king too.
No, really?
He's embarrassing. Like, that man is embarrassing.
That man's a coon.
But I'm not mad at Girlfriends being on Netflix, because when it was out,
I'm not mad about it either.
I felt like I could.
You know me. Shit, we all know me. I'm definitely not upset.
What was it? Moesha? It was,
It's Moesha. Sister, all of us. Mm-hmm.
Girlfriends.
Is it one-on-one?
I think it's yes, one-on-one.
It was only like five.
Was it five? Well, I think they ordered seven.
Yeah, we got Moesha, but the game was already on,
Hulu?
Yeah. I didn't count that one.
I'm telling you, when that shit popped off, it was like, we gotta hop on a bandwagon. Black people are marketable for 5 seconds. Like,
yep.
that's so sad.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's really sad. I'm just sorry. It's just like,
it's the same thing with the Emmys, though. I felt the same way with the Emmy announcement. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, all these black people all of a sudden gonna get nominated for
all
Emmys?
All of a sudden.
Oh, that's
like they ain't existed.
Right.
I'm just saying, public opinion right now, it's for black people.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, it won't be.
Nope.
It's probably, yeah.
Just give it a minute.
Mm-hmm. Just give it a minute. People won't get over this. Mm-hmm. Do black lives still matter? Mm-hmm. Like, didn't we do the whole marches and shit? Like,
yeah, I've been feeling that too lately. Like, I feel like everyone is over, and I'm just like, wow. But just because everyone was bored in quarantine, huh?
Well, I would say people did what they... No, say the white people did what they had to do. They perform some performative acts.
Yeah.
They put Black Lives Matter on a couple of streets, and white people felt like they did something.
Yeah.
White people got shot at by police. They, you know, held arms together, and they felt like, hey, guess what? Change.
Yep.
We've elected change. That's really what it boils down to. White people feeling vindicated.
Mm-hmm. They didn't want to get canceled, so they have to say something. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, too, like, I have seen some white people, like, continue with, like, the hashtags or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a lot of white people who did one or two things. And now it's like, okay, back to normal, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It literally, like, went back to Norman for them. And I'm just like...
Expect
Norman.
I'm like, wow. Like, this is... It's...
Performative
self-redoubt. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a consolation. Your necklace, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like, I just
I was like, consolation prize. I'm like, oh.
When I heard I said it well, I probably didn't say it wrong, but I was like, that's the word, right?
Yeah,
it's
a part, it's like a part of Taurus.
Sidebar. Stars are weird.
Stars?
How?
Stars.
Like celebrities?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're talking about stars.
Yeah.
Burning flames of gas. Yeah,
they're weird.
How are they weird?
Because they're just like big balls of like nuclear vision, and then some of them are dead and gone.
Like Pluto? That's horrible.
No!
Except like Pluto. Leave Pluto alone, okay? It's because enough fucking shit for once.
It's a dead planet.
It is a dead planet. It's honestly barely a planet.
That's supposed to be Scorpio's planet, so I'm like, that makes so much sense now.
So far away.
Wait, are you Scorpio or Libra?
Scorpio.
Oh.
She is a Libra ascendant.
I don't know we're compatible.
Tauruses are not compatible
with
Scorpios.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because you're a water sign, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Earth and water signs are compatible.
Who the fuck is that?
It's everywhere.
Nah, send me a screenshot and we'll talk about it.
We're compatible.
Yeah.
Who?
This friendship is compatible.
Yes. Why are you fighting it? It's obvious.
It's not.
It is. Y'all have been friends for more, like, just about 10 years, a little more than 10 years.
That's one Taurus. Every other Taurus I hate. Just because he's different does not outweigh the rest. Like, no. My dad, hate. No.
Well, that's your parent.
Ex, hate. Who else is a Taurus?
Well, that's your ex. It doesn't count.
No. I'm sorry. Well,
there's an exception to every rule.
Mustard, Taurus.
I am the exception that proves the rule.
You are the exception.
And me.
Oh.
Oh.
JK.
Oh.
We love you. Anyway, it's Moesha, the game, sister, girlfriends, the Parkers, half and half, and 101.
Parkers.
Yeah, the Parkers. That was the other one. I didn't really like the Parkers. I don't know. Like, I liked it when I was younger, and then I watched a couple episodes maybe
that's
this year.
Monique, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was like, I don't really feel this show.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. When I binged it, Because I haven't seen it since I was younger either, but I just binged it for like 2 weeks.
Like, ooh.
And I was like, damn, this is actually kind of
fucked up.
Yeah, it's actually kind of dark. Like.
Oh, especially how Monique's character was. Just like,
delusional.
Delusional and the whole professor shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was just abusive. Like,
and him, he's abusive as well. Like, it was very bad.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, it was kind of like a little bit, it felt like fat phobia.
No, yeah. Most definitely. Back then, that was definitely still
a thing. In a weird way. Uh-huh. Like, I can't explain it. Because she's not an ugly woman. She wasn't an ugly woman. So it's like, for him to like go out with these type of women, but then be like, ugh, towards her, I can't see no other reason than her weight. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Your toxic tongue slipping under with the taste of your lips. I'm on the rise. Free Britney.
Well, yeah, I...
No, she's not. She really isn't.
I mean, we all know she's not because she's still wearing that black eyeliner from the early 2000s. So it's like, so we know she's not all right.
It's okay. She's a white woman in trouble. She'll be helped.
Like Amanda Bynes.
Who?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah. What happened to her?
Exactly.
She's okay. She's married. Well, no, she's not.
No,
okay.
She's not. No.
Yeah, I just remember, like, her and the guy and them getting married. And I'm like, no, she's not actually. I think they're both on drugs now. They look like it to me, but apparently they met in rehab. It just didn't look healthy, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe she's doing better than Lindsay Lohan, stealing kids on the sidewalk.
Pretending she know the language.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that real quick? There's literally a whole Instagram video of her trying to steal someone's children, and she's not arrested. She has not been arrested. She's not been charged.
No one has come at her with a lawsuit.
Yeah. And here she is, literally, the mom had to push her into the street.
Push the shit out of her.
Push the shit out of her. Like, stop following us. Like, and then she was speaking this made-up-ass language
in the Instagram Live.
And people were literally just talking about, like, that's not a language. She's just making noises. You're just making noises.
White woman privilege. And she followed these damn people. Like, what's wrong with them?
I think the live had to at least been like, what, 20 minutes long?
At least when black people on drugs, we just go to a random ass corner and start dancing.
Right? Like,
white people just do outlandish shit when they on drugs. You be like, what the fuck?
I'm here to save you. Get away from us, colonizer.
Right?
Touch me, colonizer.
Ooh, the white savior complex is real.
Remember I told you last time I was like, oh, I'm going to make you a drink.
Who, me?
Yeah, remember?
You said you're making
like,
me a drink?
Yeah, you were like, well, I only like things that are refreshing. I don't like super sweet or whatever.
Oh,
I brought this stuff for you to try. If you're down to try it after you're done with your mimosa.
Oh my God, is this where like friendship is? That's so crazy. Like, that's like so strange to me. Like someone's like, oh, I brought this stuff for you to try. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, but I won't tell you what's in it until you have it because I don't want to throw you off if you don't like it.
So
I'm gonna have you try it and then I'll tell you what it is.
I'm not one of those people.
Try it?
Yeah, you too. I brought enough for like all of us, so.
No, I hate people like that. Where like you gotta like tell them what's in it after. I hate that type of shit. Like I feel like even if you tell me, I'm still gonna drink it.
Oh, well that, can I just tell you now?
Yeah, you can
tell. Oh, okay, so it's ginger ale, pineapple juice, and Malibu rum. And I'm making a face!
You asked me if she like pineapple, and I was like,
Who, me? I sent you the recipe. I
up and down, no.
What part is throwing you off?
The rum.
Yeah.
You don't like rum?
No. But okay. I'm still drinking.
Okay, I'll make it.
What is this?
But that just sounds crazy. Rum.
Yeah.
Rum just makes me thirsty.
Really?
I can't explain it. Like, it feels, like, really, like, syrupy. Like, you just need, like, some water afterwards.
You did
like,
send me this.
Ice, exactly.
Oh, we have ice, too. So, yeah, that's great.
Oh, cool. Okay. Because, yep, my shit is warm.
Yeah, I was like, thank God we have ice.
Put it in the fridge.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it's late now. She already said she has ice.
Oh, he finally posted a video. Shane Doss's fiance.
Guy,
yeah, Rylan.
I don't know these people's names.
No, what you said the guy, and I'm like, yeah, Rylan. Like,
oh, I don't know, no, white people by their names, no.
Okay, so the fiance's name is Rylan.
Mm-hmm. There you go,
that's about it. It's honestly, he's his fiance.
They're
Shane
still gonna
Dawson.
Get married,
yeah, of course. Why would you give up that bag? Racism, okay. White people can excuse racism.
I can excuse rape, like, but I draw the line at
animal cruelty. No, yes.
You know, I was talking about sister, I was like, look, this is the best time for James Charles to just come through and get all the followers.
Absolutely not. He no? needs to stay quiet.
He does?
It's like how Shane Dawson should have stayed quiet.
Just exactly like how that. That's how these white YouTubers fuck up. They start talking.
They keep commenting on one another when all these shit stink. It's like...
All of them. All of their shit stink. Like, they're all racist. Hell, they all got skeletons in their damn closet. The moment you fucking, like, speak up, it's Twitter. Well, actually. Since you wanted to involve yourself, here are the receipts. Watching like this one Facebook like video, I guess it was from other site, and this woman was like doing her makeup while recounting like a murder. She was talking about this one lady. I forgot what her name was, but she had like 16 kids. And
my grandmother? No.
No, for real. I'm just like, okay. Like she had like 3 husbands. She had like 5 or 6 kids, and then the story like talked about like these other kids that she fostered. Because the parents, I guess, were a part of a circus. I don't know. So, like, she left the 2 daughters with the woman with the 5 or 6 kids. And the woman abused the fuck out of the daughter. Like, the oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, abused the fuck out of her. Beat her, verbally abused her,
starved
her.
The husband or the wife or both?
No, at this point, she was divorced with 5 or 6 kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, she was a single mother. And then she took on these other 2 girls. And I guess like the dad was gonna pay her like $200, I guess a month. I'm just old time, so
yeah. But say I guess it is enough.
Yeah, not enough for fucking 8 kids and this boy.
No.
Shit. But anyway, so yeah, abused the fuck out of her. Then the other kids started abusing the fuck out of her, and some of them like started sexually abusing her. And at that point, some of the kids like brought in the neighborhood kids. So they could charge the neighborhood kids to abuse the older girl.
That sounds familiar.
Right? You probably had seen that video before.
Right, and it sounds like that book they made us read in 9th grade. But you were at,
it did sound familiar.
A Child Called like It. That's what it sounds like. A Child Called It.
I think there's a movie of this too at this point.
That book kind of sounds similar. Very similar, actually. Mm-hmm. But
Child Called It. Let me look that up right now.
Look it up. I can't believe she had us read that in 9th grade.
Other people read it.
This is a young boy. Oh. It's an autobiography. A young boy who was starved, beaten, and tortured by his mother.
Mm-hmm.
The other one wasn't even her mother. It was a foster mother, technically. Unofficial foster mother.
And so, then what happened? I'm sorry.
I don't know, honestly. I forgot.
She finished her makeup. She was down at the store. You want to hear part 2?
No, my Uber outside. No, for real. I think even, like, I feel like... Either the little girl died. Yeah, the little girl died. Now think about
it. That sounds so familiar.
But the younger sister obviously was still alive. The police was investigating. The younger sister was like, nah. Like, for some strange reason, the younger sister didn't get it abused.
But then they start on her when that one passed away?
No. Not from what the story she was telling. She was just like, yeah, like.
I think I've heard this before.
She was like, and then I think one of the daughters of the woman came forward. It was like, because she was best friends with the girl that apparently they fucking starved and beat to death and killed. But and even while she was dead, like, the mom was like, she's probably just faking it. Like, nah, she's faking it. Leave her down there. Like,
sorry.
She's trying to get out of punishment.
Came out of both.
So I was just like, little girl starved to death down in your basement, and once y'all check up on her and kick her a little bit, like, she's fine. She'll be okay. Check back in here in 2 days. And I was just like,
wow.
So anyways, yeah, long story short, the mom got arrested, the kids got thrown in jail, then they also got out.
The kids got thrown in jail?
Some of them, yeah, the ones that were actually abusing her.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, some of them got reduced sentences, because at this point, they were like teenagers. Mm-hmm. So some of them got tried as, I think some of the boys
adults,
got tried as adults.
Yeah.
The oldest daughter, who was like the main abuser, got tried as an adult.
See, what do
But, you know, they got out of prison, and they, you know, built lives.
That's scary.
Yeah.
They're teaching... your children.
No, one of them is actually a teacher.
That's what I'm saying. They're teaching your children right now. Like, these people
one
probably have daycares. These people are nurses. These people are teachers. Like, these people are functioning people in society. It's
she
not
changed
a
her last name.
Yeah.
And then.
Scary.
Got married and boom. Teacher.
That's scary. Pray for these black women. Please, black women. Go get doulas.
Yes.
Please get doulas. Do not have your baby in the hospital no more.
doctors are to black women as cops are to black people.
Beyonce, Serena Williams, they could have been gone like that from us, god damn it.
Yeah.
All because their doctors are not taking their shit seriously.
Yeah.
And that's literally how it happens. Now, obviously, once again, doctor, profession, inherently good. You assume a doctor is
there to help you.
Uh-huh. Until you realize doctors are just people.
Uh-huh.
And yes, a doctor is a person, and a person can be racist or racially biased against you. And then also there's been, like, false reports that for some strange reason haven't been discredited, or have been discredited, but no one wants to take into account that black women can take more pain.
Yeah,
they can take more pain, and that they're faking it, apparently.
Yeah.
Or it's not, the pain's not as serious as they claim it is, mm-hmm. and that's why a lot of black women, like that YouTuber that just passed away with her baby.
Yeah.
And she's like 24, 25. Yeah. Like, how do you explain a perfectly healthy black woman ready to give birth and she just dies mm-hmm. with no health issues? Mm-hmm. Black women, get doulas, please. $1,000, $2,000. No telling how much your insurance can cover a doula.
That's true.
So please invest in a doula.
He thrust his fist against the post, but still instead he sees the ghost.
The ghost of who? His mom.
Oh gosh. I hope not. She's still alive.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed it.
I know I did.
And we hope to see you guys again next time.
All right. So you can follow me at Noctis2.0, N-O-C-T-I-S 2.0.
And we have an email, so email us any questions, comments, concerns, if you want some of our advice, because we have plenty of life advice to give. Our email is pickupthetabpodcast@gmail.com.
That's it. We did it. High five.
Okay. Bye, y'all. See you next time. Bye. Later.